This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 163. So today, we are talking to Paul Higgins again of Build, Live, Give. We had Paul back on episode 157, so if you want to hear his journey and story, then go back and listen to that podcast. Today, we deep dive into Build, Live, Give and how he enriches people's entrepreneurial journey. He specifically focuses on the people that have left the corporate world and helps them get into the entrepreneurial world. And one of those major strategies is by utilizing outsourcing. So really interesting conversation. If you want to get in touch with Paul or want to know any more about this episode, then of course just go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/163. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I am happy to be joined by Paul Higgins of Build, Live, Give. We spoke to Paul previously about his corporate and outsourcing experience, and now we're going to deep dive into Build, Live, Give, which is a business community for people breaking away from the corporate lifestyle. So thanks for joining us, Paul. And I suppose, do you want to just give a brief background for those that haven't listened to the earlier podcast about what you do and how you got here?
Yeah, thanks, Derek. Great to be on again. So, I spent 18 years at Coca-Cola and had a brilliant career there. I think it's still one of the best run companies in the world. And we had lots of small businesses that we were effectively consulting to within that environment. And then in 2011, I was told that my inherited condition was getting worse and I needed to stop flying around the world, being in stressful situations and do something different. So I left. And then I started a series of companies, which is sort of now morphed into helping other people go through a similar journey. Maybe not leaving corporate because of the reasons I did, but I know there's a lot of people that are, you know, seeking the freedom and the security of running their own business, and that's what we help them do.
Right. And isn't it the dream, though? I mean, you know, you're maybe consulting people with above average careers, I don't doubt, and, you know, they probably have above average incomes, but aren't they living the dream? And is this a sort of time old thing, or are you seeing more of a movement now from, you know, people being in the corporate world over to running their own shop?
Look, I do see a trend, and you know, I can only talk for maybe key English speaking countries, you know, Australia, Canada, the US, the UK. They're the ones that I deal mainly with. But I think there's a whole lot of people that were grown up. You know, you just were a slave for the company in a nice way. So you traveled the world, you worked incredible hours. And to be honest, you know, you didn't spend a lot of time with your kids. You know, I had a great father. He loved his corporate career. He was pretty good, but, you know, he traveled and wasn't there a lot for us. Whereas I think now the demands of spending time with your children has never been higher. So I think there is that tension is getting higher that, you know, I think you can be very successful in corporate and also be there for your family, but I think it's getting harder and harder. So that's why I think the trend is coming in. And also there's just never been a, you know, the amount of technology that's launching now and the opportunities to go and, you know, run your own business, do your own startup and serve people around the world through technology, I think is really opening up windows that weren't available. And it used to be the corporates that gave you the global experiences, whereas now I think actually running your own business, you know, you can get them. And like us, you're in the Philippines, I'm here in Melbourne, but all day I talk to people all over the world. And, you know, that used to only be available for the corporates, whereas now it's available for everyone.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? Before, I think there was only any opportunities for the big corporates because they had the infrastructure, they had the scale, they had the global reach. But now it's actually a liability for them, isn't it? Because they have the heavy costs of their infrastructure. They're not as nimble. And now, you know, you can have these entrepreneurs with half an idea set up for kind of $5 and they're up and running. They're testing ideas, you know, a lot fall by the wayside, but then there's the successes. It's a brand new, exciting world, isn't it? But how do you, you know, there's one definition of an entrepreneur, which is like they work, you know, twice the hours for half the pay. And it's... not necessarily an easy road, is it? But is this what you do? You coach people to sort of find the easier road and still balance the important aspects of life?
Yeah, spot on. And look, you know, I spent 5 years really floundering. To be honest, I had the lifestyle that I wanted. So I was spending more time with my family, took them overseas, had wonderful trips. That was great, but I just didn't get the money in the door. So my wife would look at me each month and say, well, come on, you know, we can't tip into savings again. And, you know, I did okay, but it took me a long time to really crack the code. And what we do now is really help people crack that code. So we talk about the 220s. So the first one is get 20,000 in monthly revenue. So that's the first one. And then the next one is you start to scale is to get 20,000 in monthly profit. And I think if you get those two numbers, then you can do more of the living and the giving once the build's right. And we've just got a five-step methodology that's been really come about from myself going through heartache and a lot of struggle, but also working with some brilliant people that, you know, thought that leaving corporate, going into their own business, sort of just fall into their laps. And unfortunately, it's not that simple. And I always say to someone, if you gave a small business owner, took them off the street and dropped them into a CEO board meeting and said, go for it, they would be completely out of depth. Well, it's no different going the other way. So you need a supportive community and you need a good methodology that's proven to help you.
That's absolutely true, actually, isn't it? It's a completely different language, isn't it, between corporate and SME, but also startup. They're very different phases and take very different skill sets, don't they? And you've found a fantastic niche in this part of the startup scene because, you know, there's so much focus on the kids in Silicon Valley working in garages, but they don't have a family to feed, do they? They don't have their wife, you know, kind of showing concerned glances over to them every month. It's there's and this is maybe, you know, you could comment on this more, but this is why people get caught in the corporate trap because it's too difficult to leave, isn't it?
Yeah, look, true. And I think that's why outsourcing, you know, is so important, so you can actually balance that. So, you know, I do work from home, so during the day I will put the washing on, I'll take the dog for a walk, I'll, you know, go pick my kids up. Today I've got to take my daughter to, you know, to the doctor because she's not well. So there's a lot more things that I'll do that I wouldn't do in corporate, but you still need the support to be able to do those. And the, you know, the five key drivers that I spoke of before, the first one is around personal productivity, getting more time. And the number one thing there, I think, is getting a virtual assistant. I think every small business owner, you know, yes, you need a computer, yes, you need a phone. I think the third essential these days is you must have a virtual assistant so that you can still not work ridiculous hours like you're in corporate, but not getting paid as much. Because most people, if you look at corporate and you look at the salaries they get paid minus the tax and the amount of hours they work on a per hour rate, it's actually not that high. So what I say to people, you know, in small business, you won't work the total amount of hours, but what we want to do is get you a higher rate per hour and then use your VA to do the other activities so that then you can, in a way, have your cake and eat it. You can have the lifestyle you want, plus you can have the financial security.
Yeah, it's the best of both worlds, isn't it? Because it's you're getting assistance where you're able to, and it's incredibly financially viable then, isn't it? And so 20 grand a month, which you know, Australia's a very expensive place, but that's you know, you've kind of made it on 20 grand a month, or certainly you're out of that danger zone, aren't you? So you have a program, you've developed this program over your years in business, and you have good success rate with that? That sounds fantastic.
Look, we get great results, and because it's proven, you know, it's you know, we've had I've gone through it, but also we have other members that have gone through it. And I'll just quickly sum it up. So the first one is personal productivity, like I said. The second is picking your ideal client. Third is getting the right business model. The fourth is around sales focus, because really referrals and sales is where it's all at to your first $1 million. And then finally, the high performing team. And the key component of the outsourcing is one and five, really. So you've got, you know, get a VA so that you can spend more driving business. And then as you get the demand and everything starts happening, you've got to then start to build a team. And that team has normally got outsourcing, so it's low risk, as I mentioned in the previous episode, to then come in and supplement as you grow. Because most business ideas, once they get traction, it's not the idea that stops the growth. It's actually the owner's capacity to keep up with demand. So we make sure that you're bringing in the right team to support that.
Yeah, it's a lot about execution, isn't it? And as we mentioned in the last episode as well, and especially when you do outsource or have teams of assistants, it's about the processes, getting the processes in place so that they're working when you're not, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And, you know, these days you can run a 24/7, you know, and I think it's a combination of technology and outsourcing. And if I look at the Coke company, which, you know, as I said in the previous, 126 years old, it's not a great product. Like, I'm not proud of the product per se, but the system was brilliantly run, and it was really down to technology and people were the two key components. So these days in a small business, it's never been a better time to tap into those. And it used to be only for the corporates, but no, that's no longer. It's actually, I think, the other way, that they've normally got dinosaur systems that are inflexible, and we can be very agile and use you know, the most current apps and tap into it to bring in people all over the world.
And I think it's key as well to think on a global scale, isn't it? Like Coca-Cola did. And again, it was only available to the massive industries back then, and that's why they had such an advantage. But now the global market is available to everyone, isn't it? And it's available both in terms of staffing, in terms of human resource, but in terms of your clientele and your consumers. It's all out there, isn't it? And there's 7 billion people out there we can you know, use as resources, but then also sell to. It's a huge market.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. So thank you so much, Paul. And if people want to get in touch with you and learn more, if they're stuck in a corporate role, how can they do that?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, which is buildlivegive.com, and they can also find me on LinkedIn, Paul Higgins 555.
Fantastic. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Eric.
Okay, that was Paul Higgins of Build, Live, Give. I had a really good conversation with him, really enjoyed that. So if you want to get in touch with Paul, if you want to know any more about Build, Live, Give or anything we mentioned in the podcast, go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/163. And of course, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.